This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, I am on location at East Lake Academy. And I'm sitting here with an incredible group of students and staff. I would like the students and staff to introduce themselves. We'll begin with our founder and president, John Calk. Tell me just a little bit about yourself.
So my name is John Calk, and as you said, I'm the president and co-founder of East Lake Academy. We live here in Lake Forest, and I have a large family of six children, all of which have attended East Lake.
Fantastic.
Father Michael Moriarty here, and I'm the chaplain of the school, a Legionary of Christ priest, and 2 years and a half a priest now, and enjoying very much the mission of serving the East Lake Academy.
I'm Jennifer Patel. I'm the principal of Eastlake and also the dean of the middle school. This is my fifth year.
I'm Elizabeth Simutis, the director of admissions. 6 years in and loving the mission of this school. I have five of my own children, two graduates of Eastlake Academy, two in the school, and a baby at home.
Hi, I'm Colleen Connerkey. I'm a parent as well as a parent volunteer here at Eastlake. We've been family here at Eastlake for 9 years. I have three students here currently, and we look forward to being here for many more years to come as well.
Fantastic. And I'm also sitting here with three students. Will you just tell me your first names and what grade you're in?
Hello, I'm Matthew, and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hello, my name is Julia. I'm also in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name's Courtney, and I'm in eighth grade.
Wonderful. This is a great group of people, a wonderful family here that we get a chance to talk to. And I want to ask you a little bit about Eastlake Academy and why it started.
Yeah, so this is John Calk again, the founder. Probably in a pretty good position to talk about that.
Yeah.
Initially, Eastlake was founded, frankly, as a desire for my wife Kathleen and I to really find the most authentic Roman Catholic education that we could provide them in Lake County. And so we were inspired to start that for them specifically, along with a few other families. God's always got a bigger plan in mind when you first start out on an adventure like this. And shortly after the founding, we realized that we did have a clear mission, and it's pretty simple to summarize it. We looked around in this area initially, and it dawned on us that the children that grow up in this area, whether it's Lake Bluff or Lake Forest or Lincolnshire or Libertyville or Gurnee, really the children that grow up in this area have the opportunity to be whatever they want in the world. They're children that are given a lot of resources, and a lot of goals are set high for them. And so we knew that these children probably are going to be able to grow up and be the future leaders of our society. And we said to ourselves, well, how powerful would it be if we could provide an outstanding academic education? We could focus on teaching the kids leadership skills. We could focus on teaching them the Roman Catholic faith, but most importantly, teaching the kids why they believe what they do. And then the fourth component would be teaching the kids how to put that faith into action. And we knew that if we focused on those great academics, that leadership, that Roman Catholic faith, and that apostolic nature, that we could provide them with a very solid background so that when they grow up and they're the future leaders of society, we could make a major impact. And that was really the mission of the school.
What a great philosophy to have. So what can parents expect of their children? It's education.
Well, I think, this is Colleen Connerkey, I'm a parent of three students here. Like I said earlier, I've been here for 9 years, and the fortunate thing for us is Eastlake is all we've ever known. My oldest daughter, who's in sixth grade, started here in pre-K 3. So I've been able to watch through the pre-K years and the lower school and now the middle school that really, if you're at Eastlake, you're living the faith every part of your day. Academically, you're living your faith. You're challenged to really stretch beyond what might be a conventional Catholic education. You're really stretched to practice it apostolically. We've done more apostolic work with my kids being here than I ever did growing up. As a family, we're encouraged to do it together as well. So Eastlake offers the family the opportunity to be very involved with what's going on. As a parent, I have many, many volunteer opportunities during the school day, after school, with lots of different things that Eastlake does. And it's really, I just think it's that we can live and practice our faith with everything the kids do. So it's really been such a blessing to us to be here.
Father Mike, as a priest, What are some of the reactions from you watching these kids grow in the faith?
Well, I think it's easy to do the minimum in living our faith. We can be afraid of what others think. We can fear coming out of ourselves too much. But Christ always challenges us to not just stay focused and centered on ourselves in a selfish way. And so I think what I see in the students at Eastlake is a Christ-centeredness that enables them to come out of themselves, to give themselves more freely, to not be afraid of those typical things that can hold us back from doing more for others, serving others. And then we have different activities, practical things that the kids can do, going to help the homeless during Holy Week, or go on a mission trip to Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and serve the poor there, or even just mentor some of their younger students that are coming up through the ranks as altar servers. There's all kinds of different ways that we do try to challenge the students, and I've learned a lot from that, all that methodology that you see has been in place here at Eastlake over the years.
Fantastic. I want to ask you a little bit about the hiring process of teachers and what makes the teachers different. Maybe Jennifer, you can touch on that.
Sure. It's very important to us that our teachers are living out their Catholic faith, because we believe that in order to inspire the students to love the faith, obviously the teachers themselves have to love the faith, and to love it, you need to know it and to be living it out. So that's very important to us in the hiring process. We also meet with our teachers. I mentioned I'm the dean of the middle school, and we also have a vice principal who's a dean of the lower school. And one role that we have as deans is to meet with each teacher every 2 weeks and go over not only their lesson plans and the practicalities of being a classroom teacher, but to make sure that they're reaching out to the school families and touching each of the students in that apostolic way or that faith pillar, so that we're staying very on top of how the students are progressing in their faith and as students in their human formation.
So what, maybe Elizabeth, you can touch on this. What about the families? You know, what attracts somebody to Eastlake Academy? What kind of people are coming here to come visit and shadow?
Thank you. This is Elizabeth. What I've seen over the past many years is there's something a little different that attracts everybody. It might be the academic. The initial, they heard something that we're a rigorous program and that we focus on time-tested tools. So that definitely draws some people. There are some people who get drawn into the faith because they really want an authentic practice of the faith. They want their children to practice it. And then some people come because they like the uniform. So it can be a whole range of things. The most important thing is they act on that interest, because what happens is when they actually come in for a visit and they get into the classroom and they meet the students and they see the human formation of really the dignity in which we treat the children and we want them to be at their best with lots of love, they get to see and feel what we do here, and that will give them an idea on if it's a good fit for them. That visit is really important. So in the end, we find that as parents decide that it is a good fit and they come here, we find that some of that interest they had might have balanced out. So we find some families who might have come for academic reasons, but then they find the beauty of the faith, they're exposed to it, the children are exposed to it. I know I can say as a parent myself, that I relearned my catechism while I was here with along my family, and then we were able to share that together. So we find that lots of beautiful things happen while they're here, and it kind of balances out a little bit.
I want to touch more on the educational tools that you're using in the classroom. There's a lot of things going on in the public school system with Common Core. You use Common Core. What is the educational program?
Well, this is Jennifer, the principal, and our approach is more of a traditional approach. In the middle school, for example, in language arts, the students are learning their vocabulary as a Greek and Latin roots program. Their literature involves a lot of classics, even Shakespeare. They're writing and they're also studying grammar all the way down to cursive in the lower school, and in the upper school they're still diagramming sentences. And these are some lost arts right now, and we're finding in education. Along the lines of Common Core, we have looked into it and we found that most of the Common Core standards that are presented, we're already meeting above grade level. So we're not worried at all about Common Core changing what we offer, and we're confident that students coming through our program will be well prepared
for meeting any common core standards wherever they go. However, we have not incorporated traditional, what they're presenting as common core in other schools.
We are on location at Eastlake Academy. We are talking with a group of staff and students about the wonderful program that they have here at Eastlake. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll continue to talk more about the wonderful program and academic and spiritual atmosphere that is present here at the minute you walk. So let us just take a short break here. I'll be right back. I'm your host, Bill Steiner. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned here on WSFI Spotlight.
The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
This is Father Mitch Paqua from EWTN Radio in Irondale, Alabama. It is such a great way to learn more about the faith by listening to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. You can join us for information about what's going on in Catholic news, ways to understand the faith better, and ways to become evangelists yourself. So please continue to listen to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. Again, we are on location at Eastlake Academy, and it is a pleasure to be here. I'm sitting with a group of students and staff talking about the many great academic and spiritual things that are offered here. I want to ask, how is it sustained? How is this funded? And why is it a benefit not to take taxpayer funding?
Sure, this is John Koch again. Well, the school is funded 100% from the families. So there is no taxpayer support. There's not even any parish support for this school. It's 100% parent-run and parent-funded. One of the things that's very important for us to do is we want to make the school as affordable as possible. And so we try to set our tuition rates to be about 80% of the real cost of running the school. So what does it cost to provide this type of education? And then we try to take about 80% of that. Well, then we're stuck with a gap. And that gap, we try to fundraise, and we run three major fundraisers every year that fills that gap. But there's great freedom when you're running something on your own, right? It's kind of a good American mm-hmm. principle. It allows us to take a look at what's out there regarding education opportunities. You brought up Common Core and some of the deep concerns that people have about that. Well, we don't worry about those type of concerns here. We take a look at what's happening in education. We investigate it. We explore it. Then we discern what's the best thing for our children and how we can provide them a Roman Catholic education, and that's what we incorporate into the school. And then we bring in professionals like Mrs. Patel here to help us execute on that mission. So it's great freedom not to be tied to those outside funding sources.
The age range of students that are here is...
We start in pre-K. We offer pre-K 3 for 3-year-olds, pre-K 4 for 4-year-olds, all the way till 8th grade.
And what happens after 8th grade? What are some of the things that happen to the students you're finding when they succeed and how they succeed in high school?
We're finding tremendous success. In fact, this is Elizabeth, the director of admissions. We found that they've gone on to many schools in the area, mostly due to either where they live, where their parents went, or what their interests are. It's kind of an individual choice. They go to many schools, Loyola, Carmel, Woodlands. They go to public high schools, and we have found that all of the graduates who've graduated have been extremely successful, not only just academically being solid, but also getting merit scholarships to the schools that they apply to. And for such a small school, at quite a high rate. In addition to that, we're finding that the graduates from high school are doing extremely well. We have a student who's summa cum laude at Loyola this year. We have students who've gone into colleges like Marquette, Cornell. We have kids going to Indiana University. So we're definitely seeing the fruit of that. As a parent, it's most profound for me to see my daughter, for instance, who graduated in a class of 11 children, who really were like siblings to her, go into a 1,600 student body at a public high school and see that she's thriving. Why? Because she was so loved and so well-formed here at Eastlake, she left knowing who she was. And so now in the realm that she's in a public school, she does get the opportunity to be that person and to be that authentic Catholic person. And not in an obnoxious way, but instead as a resource. She comes home and tells me very often they have discussions in classes like World Civ and English where you have to speak about religion because it's part of our history. And when they do talk about things, she has tended to become the Catholic resource because she has displayed on a regular basis that when ideas come up, she's able to talk about them in a very informed way. Not that everybody needs to believe it, but in a way that this is what we do, this is what we're taught. And when you lay out the facts, it's more compelling to people. And so she finds that she's gained quite a bit of respect for it, and she's so happy to be able to offer that in kind of a non-threatening environment. And to her, that's 100% evangelization.
I'd love to offer something as a parent. This is Colleen again, and I have a parent of three children. One of the beautiful things about Eastlake is preparing these kids to go out into the world and become these leaders. But as everyone knows, with something that you love deeply, you tend to gravitate back toward it. And it's beautiful to see, as I've watched these classes graduate Eastlake, a majority of our kids that graduate come back quite frequently to visit us, either by volunteering to cover hours of helping teachers on their day off, coming to performances that the other kids are doing. The students here are doing, you know, they'll come back for a Christmas pageant or Shakespeare night or something to that effect. But these kids love to come back. And it really, I just feel that you don't see that very often, especially kids and the teenagers. When they leave a school, they're usually done with it. But our kids love to come back, and it's because they felt that they were part of a family here. And really, that's the beauty of living a Christian, authentic Christian life, is you are a family. And it always does my heart good to see these kids come back and that they are doing so well out in the world.
I want to turn to some of our current students, if I can. We have two sixth grade students, Matthew and Julia, and then we have Julia. Tell me something that you really like about Eastlake.
Well, about a month ago, we had Shakespeare Night, where each class in the middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th, performed a different Shakespeare play. 6th grade, my class did Midsummer Night's Dream, and the way we could really perform very well is because we knew each other like we were family. And so we were really comfortable with each role we played, and our teacher knows us very well. So he could make the role as best to our personality as he could. So I really enjoyed doing that, and I'm glad that we had it.
And lastly, Courtney, anything that you enjoy particularly about this school?
Well, I think it's something that almost everyone talked about a lot, was it is a real family. I mean, I came to Eastlake when I was in 4th grade, and here I am now graduating. It's been 5 years, and I've grown up with these teachers. And while they're still my mentors and my advisors and my teachers, at the same time, they're my friends, and they care about me. And that's really, I mean, it's the best feeling in the world. And it means so much that it is a family. And lots of what else was said was the Catholic faith. And going into high school, I know that I'll still be as strong in my Catholic faith as I am now. I mean, before I really came to East, like, you know, going to Mass on Sunday, that was just something you did. It was something that you did and you were told to do and you just accepted that. But now coming here, I mean, we have Mass every Wednesday. We have all these opportunities to really grow in our faith. And now I love going to Mass. It's not something I have to do. It's something I want to do. And it's just, it's an incredible experience. I'm really sad that I'm graduating.
Are there any clubs you're involved in or things that you really enjoy?
As eighth graders, we had the opportunity this year to do a leadership class. So we go from kindergarten all the way through fifth grade. And every month we go and do a presentation about a virtue. So for instance, this month, the virtue of the month was courage. So we went to kindergarten through fifth grade and we did a presentation about courage and how we help each other be courageous as friends and as family, but also God helps us be courageous. And it was really just, it's been a great experience all year. We've done so many fun presentations. I mean, in January, I think the virtue was work, and we dressed up like the seven dwarfs. And while it was kind of silly at the same time, it was really fun, and it's something that I've gotten learned so much from, and I really appreciate doing.
I want to ask the entire group, are there any things that we didn't touch on that we should touch on before we close our show?
Sometimes, usually in an interview like this, people ask me, East Lake Academy, what is that name? Why isn't it St. Patrick's or St. Mary's or St. Joseph's or something, right?
Sure.
Why isn't it a traditional name? And that's mostly what came from the founding of the school, and I love being on Catholic Radio because we can speak very forthrightly. Our goal of East Lake Academy was to actually try to increase or grow the pie, to grow the number of children that we can get involved in authentic Roman Catholic education. And when you're using a term like one of our great saints, there's a lot of things that are laid out there, right, in people's minds. They have a picture of what that's going to be. So we made the decision to name the school East Lake Academy so that it would have more freedom to move around evangelically, to draw in more children, to be more open to this type of education. And then once they were here, they could learn about Christ, learn about Our Lady, grow in their faith, and really live it out. And most importantly, to understand why they are Roman Catholics. And we thought that would be the root sort of resource for them to have to carry them through the rest of their lives.
Fantastic. That's amazing insight. And I want to just ask, how do people get in touch with you? Let's say that there's a listener out there right now wants to come for a shadow day or find out more information about East Lake. How do they do that?
Well, as of right now, you can still look for next fall. So even though we are finished with school on June 15th, the staff is here through June. So please come look, come visit, come learn about us, because this is a discernment and we take it seriously and you should too. And don't wait until fifth grade, right? Start early. Start when your children are two and try to think about if your children are going to spend 30 plus hours a week with adults, what are those messages those adults are giving them? Know what it is that they're going to be hearing and absorbing. And where education is really fantastic, and I think this was the original intention of it, is that when what is going on at home as the primary educators of the children are backed up with what's going on at school, and you've got this very consistent, fluid message, that's where education is most successful. So please come visit. You can call the school and ask for me, Elizabeth Simutis. Again, I'm the director of admissions. And even if you're remotely interested in just seeing, please come visit and take a tour and get to know us.
Fantastic. Father, can I ask for a closing prayer and blessing on our listeners and on all of us here as we close our show?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for allowing us to spread your message through the radio, through this means of communication that you've given us to share your message of the good news, the gospel. Thank you for this family spirit that you've instilled in our school here at East Lake, and help us to continue to carry out this special mission of forming and educating our youth to be tomorrow's leaders in the faith. We know we can't do it on our own. As Courtney said, the Mass is one of the most important parts of our East Lake experience. And without the sacraments, we're very weak. Without your grace, we could never do all of this. And so we ask you to continue to pour forth your grace on all of our families and on all of our projects, all of our work. Bless it and make it bear fruit. And don't ever forget to send your Blessed Mother to watch over us and protect us, to keep us safe and guide us with her motherly, tender care. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
And this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
Hello, I'm Scott Hahn from Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. Catholic radio is essential for the new evangelization. It reaches people who are not necessarily going to darken the doorways of a local parish, but they'll be driving by, and you can recommend it. You can even turn it on when you got a passenger in the car. Catholic radio deserves your support as well. Not only your prayer support, but also your financial aid. So I encourage you all, get involved and spread the word. God bless you.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated. Join WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, Lake County Right to Life, and Catholic Financial Life for the Lake County Catholic Breakfast on Saturday, September 12th, beginning at 8 o'clock a.m. with registration, followed by Holy Mass and breakfast at Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa, Illinois. The theme of this year's breakfast is marriage and family, and will feature Clark Forsythe, Senior Counsel at Americans United for Life, a keynote address from Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Chicago, George Rassis, a member of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops National Pastoral Initiative on Strengthening Marriages Subcommittee, and Master of Ceremonies, Chicago Bears, Patrick McCaskey. Individual tickets are $25 and exhibit tables are $100. To register your group or organization for the event, visit WSFIradio.org or call 847-223-7022. That's 847-223-7022. A prayer for expectant mothers. All-loving God, you created a human family as a reflection of your own divine life, so that your creation might share in your happiness. Hear our prayer for your daughter, who awaits the birth of her child. She has cooperated with you in giving life. Assist her now as she prepares to give birth to the child in her womb. May Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, be her guide and support, calming her fears and strengthening her love. May your daughter be filled with your peace and blessings so that she may bring her child into this world safely and in good health to praise and glorify your name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.